This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 7th of March, 1963. The title of this lecture is When Faced with the Unusual, Do the Usual. This tape is 61 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape begins abruptly, as did the original master recording.
They say R-H-I-R, R-H-I-P. You ever hear those? Well, work it out. Rank has its responsibilities. Rank has its privileges. Amongst my privileges, I don't rank being late. Anyway, this is what? This is the 7th of March. There's going to be some people in Z Unit that wish this lecture never took place. Anyway, the 7th of March, A.D. 13. Our lucky year. No sarcasm intended. And St. Hill Special Briefing Course Lecture. We're going to take up this evening a subject of when faced with the unusual, do the usual. This is a hard lesson to learn. Some of the people that have never learned this include psychiatry. That's why they never got any place. And hear me now. The more unusual the situation, the more usual the remedy. Don't go killing and A-ing. That's one thing you must not do. Just because the situation is a desperate is no reason you should become desperate. Just because the situation is unusual is no reason you should become unusual. Now, by George, when you look it over, you'll see that every desperate remedy that has ever been developed by man stemmed from the fact that the practitioner simply cued and aid with the patient. Gotten to a point in psychiatry where when the patient goes crazy, the psychiatrist goes crazy. That's the way of it, so forth. They're always talking about they don't have enough psychiatrists. They should add to the line, they don't have enough psychiatrists out of padded cells. They have a supply of psychiatrists that's always being eaten up. Now, nobody's running down psychiatry. I'm just telling you why they can't make people sane. It's a matter of they're faced with the unusual, so they do the unusual. They've always done the unusual. You go in and you say, this fellow's practicing Freudian analysis. Yes, he practices Freudian analysis, but he practices the Jungian twist on Adler's work as represented by Karen Horney, only he does it a bit different. I remember one psychiatrist I interviewed. These poor guys, man, they really need auditing. And we probably have that job one of these days. Anyhow, the guy told me he was a Horney man. I was very interested in his being a Horney man. And I said, well, good. I see you have a book there by Karen Horney. Have you ever read it? And he said, no. And I said, have you ever read any books by Karen Horney? He said, no. I said, well, what type of analysis do you do? And he says, Horney. This same poor fellow was running up and down a corridor one day. And he says, you've got to give me permission to electric shock that patient. You've got to give me permission to electric. You've got to give me permission to electric shock. I said, what's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? Who won't eat? All right. I said, well, will she eat if you electric shock her? Well, no. I said, well, why do you want to electric shock her? Well, you got to. And I said, well, what happens to these people when you don't electric shock them? Oh, they get out of here 3 weeks before they do when you do electric shock them. He said, if you're doing research, you should keep records like that. We have all the records. I can show you. We keep records. If you don't electric shock the patients here, they get out 3 weeks earlier. I don't know. A little further sounding out, I find out he wasn't even supposed to be curing them. All he was doing, he was supposed to be electric shocking them. Now, look at here. These fellows need help, and one of these days they're going to get our help. Unlike the AMA, they forfeited all the help they were going to get. But learn something from this. Please, learn something from this. Every time something happened, they did something else equally unusual. And they were faced with plenty of unusuality. And they kept on doing the unusual. Now look, there might at one time or another have been a technology known as psychiatry. See, there might have been one. Nobody would be able to trace what it is now. And it's certainly not being effective. I know they're using their ineffectiveness right now to take about $16 billion off the U.S. government in order to build more institutions to hold more people that they can't heal. There are more people insane today than there ever were before. The psychiatrists themselves say this. Psychiatrists also say that they don't know anything about what they should do to these people. They also say that they should be continued to be permitted to do it, which I don't think is reasonable. We'll have to help them out someday, too. Now, look here. If every time in some technique that you're doing on a PC, every time you see something that looks very unusual to you, if you go on and do something as unusual, you're going to have that PC wrapped around more telephone poles than there are. You're not going to make any clears. That's the penalty you will pay for it. Just like that, you will not make any clears. None. I'm telling you. I'm not kidding. The reason I was late for this lecture is Mary Sue and I were going over the auditor reports, and she'd gone over the auditor reports. She was going over these cases with me. She's getting to be the expert these days on 3M. She's cocky, you know. She's up there way beyond any auditor in the business. Here she is, one of these old-time HDAs, you see, and she's way out in front. She probably has more experience now on 3M than any auditor any place. Oh, and probably she does have. She's found somewhere close to 100 RIs by 3M. She's also found a lot of golds, not on just one case. She's found them on lots of cases. She knows what she's talking about. And some of the things she's found going on here are quite interesting. One case, going down the line, everything's working out all right, more or less, on this PC. It's going along okay. Let me say it's going along in spite of. And I go back to check out an item that was found earlier. And PC suddenly says, here's a goal here. I don't want this on the list. But, you know, here's a goal, you ought to put it down on the list. It's an item, rather, and he said, I don't want that on the list. That's a goal. So they put it over here. They don't go on trying to find the item that they were looking for. They mess around with it. It's firing earlier and late. So everybody present all say, we'll give this goal. You just found a prep check. What? What's that? The PC's goal fired at the beginning of session? Goal still firing? PC comes up with another goal. Officer sees that it rocket reads while he's calling the item. He says, what are you thinking about? Because the fire is early or late. PC says, oh, I'm thinking about that other goal. What do we do about where we prep check the other goal? Look, you could do this too. You could not only prep check the other goal, you could run a goal opposed list on it and then abandon that halfway and not find any item on it. Well, you could. And then you could go on down the line and decide he's 212 needed repairing, and you could repair that. Then you could give him problems intensive one way or the other, and then you could run a couple of engrams, too. But that isn't what you're supposed to be doing. You're here finding an item. Find it. That's all. Well, what's this? So he thought of a goal, so it rocket red. So put it down in the auditor's report. What else? Nobody seen any blowdown of this old goal? It's still rocket reading. You're going to abandon a goal and get off on another goal? Well, the clue of it is every goal that this PC's ever had is rocket red. You mean, you give him goals, they rocket red. What's all this? What would you do a thing like that for to a PC? You're in the middle of finding an RI. Well, find it, and then find another RI, and find another RI. So the PC says he's just had a cognition that his grandmother laid eggs. Well, don't run an engram of his grandmother laying eggs. Find some more RIs. Now, let me tell you something. We just had a goal found in New York. We just had a goal found in New York. I don't know who quite found or checked out the goal or ran a little bit at the end of the line. But one of the staff members there received problems intensive. Went free needle on it. They did a couple of 212 items. His goal popped up and there it was. Tough, huh? Tough. Difficult. Very difficult. You know who did the auditing? A 9-year-old boy in the academy. It's interesting, isn't it? Now, nothing shows up in auditor. Nothing shows up in auditor like a fantastically precise process. You recognize the trouble isn't with the process today. It's fantastically precise. And the more precise the process, the more you figure on it, the goofier it's going to get. You understand? Situation? This is one of these situations whereby there is the process taped, taped, taped. Actually, the RR always comes up with the same frequency, the same phenomena are always present. There it is, there it is, there it is. You do this, you do that, you do that. There's no variation on this. The only variation you put there is by going stone blind and not watching the thing or running goals that don't fire and things like this. You run into trouble. Those are all unusual circumstances. They shouldn't exist. I'm going to talk with some of the auditors who have been doing some of this auditing. And I wish Alan would go back to the back of the room there and on the gray phone and dial 05. Dial 05. Wait for the dial tone and dial 05. And that'll phone me here, and then we'll have a little conversation. We're getting very stylish on the radio these days, you know. I haven't had an accurate report on it, but I think that radio broadcast went off just fine the other night in New York. I know I had a cable the following morning as thank me for my intervention. It wasn't a matter of me intervening. It was me making sure my orders were carried out. And I don't know how many hours we've been on the air now. Old Johnny, other people, getting on the air. They're doing a good job, too. They're doing a good job, too. Hello. How are you, Alan? A terrible situation here. I put you on the tape and so forth this particular way. But, I was looking over Harold Duford's case here. All right, you got 15 RIs found. And you've now run into no rocket reads. Isn't that right? That's great. How do you suppose that happened? What's your idea of it? Oh, yeah, we know that. But what do you think happened? He says he goofed somewhere. I said we know that. What do you think happened? Come on. You must have some idea what happened, Alan. Don't be coy. Don't be coy just like because you're talking to every central organization in the world right now. I'm not trying to make you nervous, Alan. Your professional reputation isn't at stake yet. You're not out of Z unit. Come on, what do you think's wrong? Failed to complete one. All right. Let me read you the finding on this. He has been instructed to check over the line plot. Is that right? And pick up the item that was listed wrong way to or an incomplete list. Did you dig it? Well, what instructions did you get? You got instructions to check over the line plot. Go on. Yeah, all right. Go on. You found no items reading. Yeah. You got nothing on this item, huh? Did you list it the same way, too, you did the way before? Oh, you did, huh? Was it rocket reading? It was just a dirty read. Well, that's very interesting. You've had 15 RIs off this case. Don't you think one of these items back here there is backwards? But you didn't think about that, did you, Alan? Now, when you went over this list, when you went over this line plot, what did you do, Alan? How'd you go over it? How'd you check them over? You checked over every item. Gave a brief tiger drill on each item, and then what happened? You found one ticking. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was just a dirty read on this line plot, and you went over it again today. You did it yesterday, went over it, and it didn't tick when the instructor was there, so you went over it all again today, and it did tick. All right, go on. A dirty read, incomplete list, so... Uh-huh. You didn't get this idea of something being backwards, did you? All right. Now, did you get the goal to fire? Oh, the goal hasn't fired. Oh, that's interesting. When was the goal last at the clear read? Oh, he's never been at the clear read throughout these whole 15 items, huh? Where is he usually? 7? He's around about 4 or 5, and never moves away from there. It did drop too close to the clear reed at some point. When was that? All right, an individual. How long ago was that? How many items ago? Six items ago. And it dropped to clear reed. And, of course, you get the goal to fire every session before you start listing or anything, don't you? Oh, you don't. Oh. Oh, well. When's the last time you saw this goal fire? Or did you just bail out of the airplane without a parachute? Last Friday. How many items ago was that? The Friday before you saw it fire. In other words, you've seen it fire before an individualist, but haven't seen it fire since. Is that right? It was after. How much did it fire? Very slight. What is fire? A tick? Quarter of an inch. And that was an individualist. Yeah, that was after the individualist. You saw this gold fire a quarter of an inch. Before or after? You sure it was after he found an individualist? Not 100% sure. Well, the only way you can wrap somebody around a telephone pole like this is run into a GPM without a goal. Otherwise, it all goes off according to Hoyle. Looks like to me, you missed step 15 somehow or another. But because the PC's rudiments are out and everything's all jammed up and the goal hasn't been cleared, looks to me like you just got yourself a beautiful case here of having run off over the edge. That's the only thing it looks like to me. Now, you go any further over that, you're going to turn off the PC's RR. And there where you be. You'll not only be hunting you, you'll have a hell of a time, man. Well, what's his next goal? What's the goal of the next GPM? You're 15 items down the line. You should be in sight of it. Ah, he said today's goal was to be a prime cause. Did it rocket breed? He never said it. Yeah, what did it do? He did what? Just roughed the needle up. Well, here you go. The only thing I know that could happen like this is your GPM went clear several items ago. Exactly at the point of what? Probably an individualist. You saw it blow down the clear reed. And then you went tearing right on down the line into the next one. And the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And your rocket reeds have been getting smaller and smaller ever since an individualist, haven't they? Yeah. Why don't you find the PC's goal, unwrap him from the telephone pole, and get the show on the road, huh? All right, you find it very easy to find his goal, by the way. Very, very easy to find his goal. You just have to find where the other goal finished. And then take the goal for the items afterwards. And when you give good prep checks, if you give a good prep check now, Alan, anytime you give a good prep check on that sort of thing, you'll have your needle free enough and the rudiments are in enough so that you get the free needle phenomena. Yeah, it's a fact. As you go by it. But you're dealing with 3M, man, and the only thing I know can lock a tone arm up that high and have no goal reading. and no items found, and everything closing down. The shades of night are falling. Actually, the only thing that'll turn back on the RR is he hits dead on his goal. He probably already knows what it is, and you'll find out you've gone several items by it. There is no number of items in a GPM. See, no constant number. Do you know there are going to be only two items in a GPM? That's grim, isn't it? All right. Well, I'm sure you'll get a hold of it. And don't think I'm scolding you. And this won't damage your reputation. They'll say, well, he's a good auditor. Ron kept giving him hell until he finally could audit. Okay, Alan. Bye now. All right, I hope you got that now, did you? That's interesting, isn't it? It's not very mysterious. I don't think it's mysterious. Of course, you could say that you never did have the PC's goal. That would be pretty desperate. But I don't think a PC could go on having an RR that long without it shutting off if he didn't have his goal. Now, somewhere up the line, he finished off. Somewhere up the line, 6, 7, 8 items, 10 items, something like that. That was the end of that GPM. Only he didn't get his free needle phenomena. He didn't see his blowdown. He didn't see all these things happen because apparently perhaps his rudiments weren't in enough for him to notice it. And he's not seen it before, so he might not even have known what it was. He said, yes, well, it did on an individualist blowdown. Get down to clear read. That was probably it. Every item he's gone since that point, from there on, has been an item in the direction of disaster. Oh, he's got these items. They are the items of the next goal. Everything is fine. It won't kill the PC. But undoubtedly, since GPMs don't act in several different ways, he's just gone past the second goal. That's all. Now, how he managed it, I don't know. But he'll get the PC back on the road again. He'll get a goal and it'll turn on again. It's quite interesting, though, that you can shut the whole thing right off. Just like that. No rocket reads, nothing. Bang. Off. Meter frozen up here at 5, won't move. Nothing. Gone. What? Well, you went through one GPM and landed another GPM. And if you weren't alert, you didn't see the free needle and you didn't see the blowdown. The free needle may only last for 3.5 seconds. And if you're not accustomed to looking at a meter while a PC is cogniting, you'd never see the rocket reading blowdown. All I can think of would have occurred that ever since that time, the needle has been getting smaller and smaller, and the reeds smaller and smaller, and now they're gone. Well, the only thing I know that can happen is you jam the second goal. I know. I got experience on it. It's happened to me. You overrun one of these GPMs into the next line, you're in trouble. All right. Let's see. Where's another goof on this? Where's another goof? On reviewing the list. Oh, I'll just read you this next one. This isn't too bad. Maybe I'll take this up. Maybe I'll take it up with the auditor. 17 RIs have been found. That's pretty good, huh? 17 of them right down into that goal. But the auditor may have goofed at the last reliable RR found. Has he abandoned the list? And on reviewing the list, I, Mary Sue, note that he failed to check 2 items marked with an RR question mark, about 28 items from the end of the list, and I see no markings around the last RR to indicate that he has checked these. And he's abandoned the list. Well, I don't know. We probably better let the boy speak for himself. Dick, go to the back of the room there and ring up 05. Now, listen. Let me tell you something about a list. You could do a wrong way, too, on which you see few or none reads and have no item on the list. But that's very, very unusual. Any list has an item on it, complete or not complete. You see, the item doesn't appear after you've completed the list. It was on it. Actually, the definition of complete list is one item reading, don't you see? Just one. Hiya, Dick. Sorry to take some time here. I don't mean to scold you, Dick. You probably run into something here that's over your head. Let me tell you something. You're running into one here that auditors just keep running into and running into and running into. And that is, they abandon lists before they check over and under and on and so forth. In other words, they don't examine the whole list. You don't casually abandon a list, you understand? What you do is check your last rock-slamming item on the list. It shouldn't read. Check the next to the last RR. It shouldn't read. Check the last RR. It should read. All right. Now, you've given told PC each time that it did or didn't. And if you've checked that last RR, it didn't read. But it's the last RR. We're dealing with terrific mathematical precision. It's the last RR on the list. And if you were on the ball on listing, you'd know which one was the last RR list, you see? All right. Now, what you do then, if that last RR doesn't list, as it occasionally does, you go over it and under it. But this is not a source list, so it's down there toward the end of the list, isn't it? Now, you don't take these lists that oppose rocket-reliable items. You don't take these lists, you know, and just say, well, it can be any place on the list, because it never is. It's always the last on the list, the last RR on the list. See? If that last RR doesn't read, you read one above, one below, two above, two below. That's items, you see. If you haven't got it then, and you're next to the last rocket reading item didn't read, then it's obvious that the read is not any earlier on the list, right? So the read must be somewhere from two above or three above to the end of your list, right? So you just go on down that one by one, if that kind of a situation happens. You just go down one by one, and you see any kind of a needle tick or anything of the sort like that, give it a brief tiger drill. And you'll find your RR. But don't ever abandon one of these lists. Now, you're 17 items deep, and you're liable to be running into trouble here. Where is this tone arm running? No, your case is in wonderful shape. You must be doing an awful good job. Watch for that blowdown, though, man. Is that goal reading at the beginning of every session? All right, but it is reading. And you do check it at the beginning of every session. All right, now don't fool with this one. That thing is going to blow down to three. That needle's going to go briefly loose, and you're into the next bank here before you know it. You're in a danger zone right now, you know. Got it? Yeah? All right, for God's sakes, take it. I tell you, there's one thing you always take off a PC. A goal. Okay. Good enough, Dick. You'll make it with this one. Yeah, and is the needle pretty loose? What? Yeah. His tone arm been well up, well below. Yeah. About five items ago, he had a blowdown of that character. How do you know you're not in the second GPM? Yeah, he couldn't quite fit, a couple of items ago, he couldn't quite fit one to the goal. Man, you're in the next GPM already. Get out of there. Just get his goal, get it all polished up, and keep on going. You'll have nice big rocket reads, and everything will be fine. Okay? All right, Dick. You're not doing too bad. You would have drowned in another about three items. You would have said, where's the man's rocket read? Where's his goal? Where's this? Where's it? Where? Then you would have been saying, Mary Sue, the PC's rocket read is shut off. Okay, Dick. Bye now. All right, now you see, consistently and continually on these reports, we find auditors are not checking the list thoroughly. You understand there are two types of lists. There's a source list, and there is an RI opposed list. Now, an RI opposed list is always the same. If your item was listed right way two, it's the last RR on the list. Bang, every time, just like that. But if that last thing doesn't, RR, the PC could have been thinking another item while he listed an item, don't you see? And it could have been slightly above and below. So you always go over and under on these RI opposed lists. Over and under one, over and under two. Not two RIs or two RSs, you know, but just items. If that's not it, let's make sure. There, in that zone from the next to the last RR, actually, if you want to be awful safe, it's from the next to the last RR to the end of the list. The item is there someplace. That's a matter of about 30 items. So you have to read them down, take the one that dirty reads, prep check, and you'll find your item. But you have to be awfully wrong to find no item. Do you know that the only time you ever find no item on a list, you've got to get this through your heads, this is routine two, routine three. The only time you ever find an item on, no item on the list, the only time you ever find no item on the list is when the item's already been found. Then you will, if the item's already been found. You're joining two lists, but the PC will put the found item on the list. And if it's already been opposed someplace else, it won't fire. You understand that? But that doesn't mean that just because some item that's already been found goes on the list, that you won't find an item on the list. You understand? Because PCs habitually are putting their old GPM items on the new list. They just do that. They say that also fits, see? But don't easily abandon a list, see? Just don't do that. Now, a source list, of course, is something else. And in both Routine 2 and Routine 3, you will find your source list are consistently and continually difficult. Whoever said a source list wasn't difficult? Well, whoever said it wasn't difficult to make it clear? It's easy to follow directions, but it's a miracle that you can do it. Now look, all you're doing is producing, every time you produce a clear, a miracle the like of which has never been seen before on earth. So you want to do it easy. All right, I'm trying to make it, I'll cooperate with you. I'm trying to make it so you'll do it very easily. There's no doubt about this. I'm not being uncooperative in this. But you cooperate with me. When I tell you it's the last RR on the list, and if it isn't, you go over and under until you find that thing, I do it. Don't go off abandoning lists. Now look, consistently, here's case after case, the same thing is being done with. Source list is something different. You check over those rocket reads on a source list. You also got to check over the RSs on a source list. And here we find the most heinous crime of all. Terrible. The auditor has already gone to no TA motion, and gone her, I assume, 50 beyond the last RS on the list, and couldn't find the item on the list, so is continuing the list. No, 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 no. You can't do that. How can you find no item on a source list? You tell me. There's always an item on a source list. The only thing that'd be wrong with a source list is there are too many items firing on the source list. You're trying to cut it down to one. Well, it's on that list someplace, that's all. Don't go continuing the list. Not on a goal of pose. What do you mean you can't find an item on the list? That's impossible. It'd mean the whole GPM had already been cleared, and therefore why are you auditing it? You're going to find an item on a goal of pose list. When you find no item on the list, why continue it? No item's going to appear on it magically. Because there is an item on it all the time. Haven't you realized that that read is moving down that list as the PC lists? The read moves right down that list just as nice as you ever saw. It's always on the list, or it's a wrong list or a wrong goal. But you're not accustomed yet to checking over and under these rocket reads. Now, that's as elementary a thing as that. There is a read on the list. You're not accustomed to checking them. The read's there. There it is. There are goofy things going on. I won't particularly go into these things. But they are all kind of wild departures from the situation. It says you read over and under. Well, if it says you read over and under, you read over and under. There's no reason to do something else. So the item you're getting from the PC looks kind of shaky. You know, you're not getting your rocket reads in the right place. And you say to the PC, are you thinking about something else? Yes, he says, I'm thinking about the goal to catch catfish. What are you going to do then? What are you going to do, huh? You're going to dump this RI, the thing that's going to make him clear, and pick up this goal? Oh, he says he's thinking about the goal. All right, write it down over here and say, I got that. Now we're going right on with this RI and check that RI out. That's the business you're on. Look, don't disperse. And this business of overlisting because there's no item on the list is utterly silly. There's always an item on the list. The trouble is with the list, there are too many items on the list. That's always the trouble with a list. Too many items on the list. And you pick up the wrong item. You got to null these source lists, man. You got to null them all the way down. You can't go monkeying around with those things. If you don't know what RR, you don't immediately pick up an RR, bang, bang, off the source list and find out that nothing else is RRing on the source list. You got to null a lot. Don't fool with it. And as far as the PC is concerned, he isn't different. He's not different. He talks different. He talks with a different accent. He talks this way, he talks that way. Some are slow to give items, some are fast to give items. It's all the same bank, or he wouldn't be here in this time straight at this time. You understand? So what are you doing looking for differences? Now, your willingness to persist on a case is something I congratulate you on. I think it's remarkable. I congratulate you on your persistence on a case. But do you know that persisting on a case because you don't know what else to do is doing the unusual? Look, what are you trying to do with a GPM, huh? What are you trying to do with one? You're trying to run it out. Well, you say you're trying to find RIs. Now, if you go on the basis that all you have to do to clear somebody is find RIs, you're going to get in real trouble. Because that isn't what you're trying to do. You're trying to find RIs in order to knock out a GPM. Well, what built the GPM? A goal built the GPM. So, therefore, you've got to knock out RIs aligned to a certain definite goal, or somebody's going to make too much out of this because they always align automatically to the goal. But you're finding RIs aligned to a certain goal, which results in the disappearance of the GPM. And that's all there is to that. That's all. What if you'd done it? What if you did it? We've apparently got two cases here at St. Hill right this minute who were St. Hill players and two auditors. have very happily passed up foreigners because I would have shaken them by the paw and given them a send-off to end all send-offs, you see. First one on 3M, see, on the course. I think that'd be terrific, see. I made it some time ago. I had the same trouble. The auditor plunged on through. Only I was very alert. And I said, that has went. Fortunately, I labeled my items when I came up the track very exactly. I labeled them very, very carefully. But the auditor who made the first St. Hill special briefing course, student clear on 3M, might have been Dick, or it might have been Alan. And that's why I had these two gentlemen on the telephone tonight. But unfortunately, instead of being able to congratulate them for having made the first, I don't know which one did it, you see. We could probably compare the auditor's reports or something like that. We might be able to find it, which one really drags the honors. The reason I had them on is to see if either one of them would claim the honor. Isn't that nasty? Still that, you heard him apologetically protesting. I'm sorry I've done wrong, Ron. I'll do better in the future, and so forth. Yeah, they were just expected, of course. But the point I'm making here is that these two guys, either one of them had the honor of making the first 3M clear on this course. The other clear has been made on the course, but by other processes. And they passed it up. We can't give them the honor now because they never reported it. Now, your witnesses, I called them up. You saw me right on the phone here. I called them up. I talked to them, you know. You know what was waiting for them? You know what was waiting for them? A class 4 with honors. And they'd be lucky now to get a class 3, I think. But anyhow, no, they'd probably do better than that. But if either one of them had said, hey, Ron, you know, I was auditing this afternoon. I suddenly found out that we'd left the other goal, and it was all run out, and it didn't read anymore. And it, by the way, continues to tick. The old goal continues to tick. You've actually got to prep check the lot sometimes to get it out, unless it's closed out. You understand? And the fellow, all he had to say, all Alan had to say was, hey, Ron, you know, I was checking over the case this afternoon, and I accidentally happened to read the February 22nd bulletin. And it was lying there, and I didn't have anything to do. And I happened to read it. And I noticed that last Friday, or I think Friday a week ago, I had a blow down to 3 from a normally high tone arm PC and so forth. And I checked it out today and found I couldn't find the old goal. The PC gave me a new goal. It's rocket reading. I may not have been able to prep check one out and straighten him out, but I've made a first goal clear. What do you know? PC won't feel very good unless it's prep checked out. It's all right to avoid it at this particular stand. It's just an interim state of making the PC feel better. Or Dick could have said, say, Ron, you know, PC's been worrying me the last few days, but by golly, this afternoon I figured out what happened. I saw this bulletin, you know, it was lying there, and it was in red ink on white paper, and I picked it up, and I was just checking into it, you know, and so forth, and there was another bulletin there, and it said something about a clear test, and so on. So I just, for fun, ran down a goal pose on the old goal, you know, and nothing red, nothing red. And PC gave me his new goal, and apparently last week sometime we had a first goal clear. And I would have said, well, Dick, the class 4 with honors. Yes. Well, we can all look back on our track. We can all look back on our track and recall what might have been. What might have been. That doesn't mean these boys aren't doing a good job. They're doing a perfectly good job. But I had to have witnesses. I had to have witnesses here to the effect that they could have made a claim. And so forth. I just had a dispatch from Susie. I'm sorry. But Alan doesn't have any luck these days. He's only getting clear. I suppose that's lucky. But here's a long report on Alan's case. Now, this is a wonderful example in doing the unusual. 19 items have been found, and the auditor's gone back to the first RI found on the goal opposed list, which was barren planets. And while listing on it, the PC put item to be alone on list and then told the auditor to remove it. When the auditor tried to check the last RR on the list item, barren planets, PC began to RR priorly and latently on item. And the auditor asked what was happening. And the PC said he was thinking of the goal to be alone. And the auditor consulted with Fred, and Fred did not check out the item found, but told the auditor to do a brief mid-route prep check on the goal to be certain. And it had only a needle agitation on it, and I've checked with the auditor, and the auditor has seen no free needle or on goal to be certain, or on any item list off the goal to be certain, nor has there been any constant RRRR, you mean the blowdown by RR phenomena. And yesterday and today, at the start of the session, the goal to be certain was RRing, and have told the auditor to get them from barren planets and continue on more items. There's several possibilities here, that this and that, and the other thing, and the other thing, and the other thing. Well, I'll tell you what it is. Alan went clear, and nobody noticed. See, it happened to me. You know, I was the first goal clear for just time enough to eat a few peanuts and drink a Coca-Cola. But I was smart enough to recognize it, and the auditor was smart enough to notice. And so we had a third candidate, and so forth. We had a third candidate on this. Pedro, get on the phone. Get on the phone and call me at 05. Would you do that, Pedro? Come on, Pedro. Come on. I'm waiting. Everybody's waiting. You realize every central organization in the world is waiting for you to get... There we are. Hello, Pedro. Pedro, I just wanted to tell you, because you didn't report to me a first goal clear, I won't be able to give you Class 4 with honors for it either. You report the possibility of one. You did. When did you report it? You did. You reported the possibility of it on your auditor's report today. You hadn't seen the blowdown or the rock slam. You hadn't seen the rocket reed blowdown. Oh, well, it's awful murky in the chapel in there sometimes. You don't think there was one? And you took this as a possibility, but you didn't check it out. Is that right? Yeah, yeah, right. Redid the whole line plot this morning at the beginning of the session, and after you had done it, and you checked the goal before you started listing, and it didn't read. Yeah. You went on without the goal reading.
Yes, I went on with what I had rocket reading to
oppose. Yeah, yeah. All right. And while you were doing this, reposing the next one, the PC thought of this goal. Yeah. 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 Took no notice of the goal. All right. What'd you put on your auditor's report about clear? Boy, he's trying to talk his way out of this one. All right, go on, Pedro. Yeah, you pretty good, huh? Go on, Pedro. The last item didn't check, huh? Uh-huh. That wasn't, by the way, just for the record here, that wasn't a continuing RR spiral staircase. That was an item he grabbed off an old goal opposed list, which was still firing. Yes, and he found its op term, and it all went whir clank, and he couldn't get any place from there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you have to check the goal. Go on. Yeah. This was back, this last item that you found on the list is back on this old goal opposed list that had been bypassed. Yes, it had been bypassed, and then you had opposed it. And it all blew up in smoke. You won't make it, Pedro. Go ahead. Yeah, you're checking the item. Yeah. All right, that's all right, that's fine. Yeah, fine, fine, it's all right. Yeah? I'm still waiting to find out if you put on your auditor's report that your PC was the first goal clear. That's what I'm waiting for. Yeah, all right. His old goal wasn't reading anymore. Yeah. Well, then you passed up the class four with honors. I'm sorry, Pedro. I'm sorry, Pedro. I don't know anybody I would rather have seen get it, really. That's all right. But clean him up tomorrow. You'll find out you two have shot several items beyond the vanishment of the old goal. You've got your several items beyond it. And there, for some little time, your PC has not quite been able to fit the old goal to the new items you were finding. Yeah, he wasn't able to fit that in. All right, all right. Maybe so. Too bad, Pedro. Anyway, that's the way it is. Okay, Pedro. Good night now. Well, there we are, there we are. Tonight I could announce to you, and can announce to you, that three first goal clears have been made on the St. Hill Special Briefing Course in the last week or so. And because everybody was being unusual, nobody noticed it. Now, what I want you to do now on those auditors is let's dust up this old goal and let's get a bit of a prep check in. Tomorrow's prep check day anyway. And get the old goal cleaned up and sparked off, except everybody but DuFord. Now, we don't want DuFord getting pushed around any on anything. We simply, it's his, he's the one that's losing the, yeah, it's DuFord. He's got his rocket read almost squeezed out. He's gone that far beyond the first GPM, so what he's got to do, just spend your whole time tomorrow in getting his goal. The sooner, the quicker. And when you've got his goal and got him going, well, you can clean up the old GPM sometime. rather. We don't care when. Because you're many items deep, and you'll turn off his RR if you don't find that goal in a hurry. All right, so this is sort of like this. The road now is so easy, and it is so straight, that an auditor going down it doesn't even notice when he's gone by the mile post, but keeps on going a half a GPM before the vanishing of RRs and the difficulty of the case and the high tone arm alerts to him that he has already made the first goal clear and never gotten any plaudits for it of any kind whatsoever. You'll find this is quite ordinary, but please, for God's sakes, realize it. And to the three I talked to tonight, my deepest condolences and, in actual fact, my heartiest congratulations, in spite of the fact that I had to tell you about it without even examining your PCs. Thank you very much. Good night.